tell you they call it Thanksgiving Day over here in the U.S. of A. And this is Portic Sam on the Wagwan Show. We started today. And, you know, got some interesting thoughts on my mind, being that it's what they call Thanksgiving time. So while we jump through the music on the hoops and my co-host joins me a little later, we're going to make it interesting with some music. How are y'all doing, those who eat up all the food here in the U.S., those of us around the world? I wonder what you're doing. I wonder what's going on. I wonder how it's been. But I know everybody, somehow America dominates everything, so everybody's feeling this happy Thanksgiving. So, and I want to be thankful for life. I'm not thankful for what they're thankful for, what they're conditioning us to be thankful for. Let's be thankful for the fact that we can get together, right? Let's be thankful that we are able to come here today and say happy, happy, happy Thursday for each and every one of us while we jump on the music and chit-chat a little on the Wagwan Show on CIS Radio. And this is Poetic Sam, and my co-host is Janet on the Move Lumley. While we drop some oldies for you, just check it out. Go and tell a friend, bring a friend, and I won't talk no more. We'll have nice chit-chat here and there till the end. I don't know, but that's something that they do all the time. You know, it really makes me laugh when I think about it. It's the biggest hypocrite day of that year. That's why Mary Salmon says, sweet lies, you know? Sweet lies.
Jack is a Mac and he comes around every Monday. Oh, Tuesday and Wednesday. Every day of the week. And even though I try to tell you that I love you from the bottom of my heart, you had no place for me. So vanity, you fell for one of them sweet lies. The kind you don't say you wanna believe. When the heart's not hearing, while the brain is saying, and you're weak in the knees. Another sweet lie, the kind you doubt and you wanna believe. When the heart's in doubt, you got to stay out. Now the wine and the roses stopped running around some time ago, but you won't admit that so you pretend. Well, the brain is saying, and you're weak in the knees. Another sweet lie, the kind you don't say you wanna believe, man. When the heart's in doubt, you should know to stay out of it.
Put out a teaser of his new song that I got. Man, this man never runs out. I guess, you know, when you have a winery, you know, that put up the wine and let it get, you know, really it marinate and it tastes good and, you know, you leave it some more and it comes vintage. That's what Berries is like to this music business. I'm telling you, you know, as a reggae artist, you know, one of those artists that's, I'm telling you, a living icon right now. Oh, man, he's just that. I only heard a piece, and I can tell it's a monster that's coming, you know. Well, that's our one, you know, that's only one part of it. And I just had a glimpse of something that Rising King is signed to Ovio, which is Drake's label. You know, I wonder, once I started, I said to myself, wonder if he had, you know, he hadn't gotten into that, that little thing what crippled him, if he would have gotten this opportunity, which shows that, hey, I mean, I don't know how great it is of a signature, because I know that signing record deals is not the best of the best all the time, you know. There's lots of other, you know, look at that girl. I mean, I don't dig what she's doing, but I hear and understand what she's going through. What's her, Megan Thee Stallion, you know, it's just a whole lot of mess going on with her because she actually got bigger than the label. But, you know, that's why I go on. It's always I go on, no matter where you turn, there's just a lot of friction, a lot of this. Hello, there's a whole lot of things going on, but for the exam right here on the Wagwan Show, joined later by my one and only co-host Janet on the Move. Lovely. At the same time, let's jump on with some alternatives. You know, it's oldies but goodies on Thursdays, you know, especially this Thursday. Some oldies but goodies. You know, we sat around the table a little bit, you know, me and my friend, and, you know, good friends, family friend type of thing. And we talk about the old times when we were living in Jamaica as kids, what used to happen, how nice it used to be, how, you know, pleasant. But, you know, hey, got to do that over a drink or two. You don't have to, you know, kill yourself. But it's Fourth Exam, right here on the Wild Barn Show on TRS Radio.
You gotta...
Oh,
Yeah, the brother Alton the Great Ellis, another one of those stalwarts of Jamaican music, you know. Yeah, he was really, really awesome. And here comes a sister. It's her born day, or birthday as you call it today. Queen of reggae, the queen, the ultimate queen. I think like Beres is king, she's queen. Marsha Griffiths. Happy birthday. Happy birth strong, I like to say. The sister Marsha Griffiths from Poetic Time right here on CRS Radio. She's got the, I got this one for her. Greenlight.
My name all over the place. bother to try when they're all too late. Cause I'm a peaceful woman, I don't believe in doing wrong. Yes, I'm a peaceful woman, I don't believe in doing wrong. Oh no.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the sound of the one Marcia, the Queen Griffith, straight out of Jamaica. It's her Earth Strong today, so, you know, I had to give her a little stop. So, play a couple of tunes by her. And this is the Wagwan Show with Poetic Sam and Janet on the Move. Lovely, my co-host, my lovely co-host will be here in a minute. So, well, when I say a minute, I don't mean like in 1 minute time. So don't be standing there looking at your clock or your watch trying to say when she's going to come on. But she's going to come on. All right? So we're just going to keep rolling with some music and some info if you like to. Just reminding you that on Saturday, right here on CRS Radio, it's Poetic Sam and the Musical Turntable. But next week, Saturday, next two coming Saturdays, going to be a little bit different, a lot more special. First, just look out for it, look out for it. Poetry on next Saturday, I'm going to be dropping some poetry. I think it's the end of the month. Let me make sure of that one. But we're going to be dropping some poetry, some better poetry. T-Tall, Paulette Bow. My blood, Jennifer Williams, and I don't know who else is coming, but you know that's gonna be. I'll be dropping some. I'm gonna invite Wise Words. Wise Words. He's also another awesome, you know, poet. So we're gonna have a real poetry cookout on. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna call it. I like that name, poetry cookout. We'll do that. It will do that, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. And then the following Saturday after that, we have Jenny Beckford from out of the UK. She is a parent and child mentor. Oh, she do some awesome work. I want to talk to her a little bit to show that, hey, listen, we got our own doing our own thing. They're doing their thing. They're doing the damn thing, and it's nice. It's beautiful. So I'd like to let the world know that they're here, and you can call them up, you can get advice, you can, you know, if you have relatives in the UK and they having, you know, a little bit of something with their kids, just make it, you know, just tell them. We got people who can, you know, we got people who can help them, you know. There's so much, we got it, folks. CRS Radio and the Wagwan Show with Poetic Sam and Janet on the Move Lovely. We got it. So let's show you what we got. Some oldies, but goodies. It's a thin line. It's a thin persuader. Oldies, but goodies. CRS Radio.
Yes, it is. Between love and hate, she gon' woman in the world could be the meanest woman in the world.
If you make her that way,
you keep hurting her. She keep being quiet. She might be holding something inside
that'll really, really hurt you one day.
Here I am laying in the hospital, bandaged from feet to head, in a state of shock, just that much from being dead. I didn't think a woman would do something like this to me. I didn't think my girl had a nerve. Yes, action speaks louder than words.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Don't think you can keep treating your woman bad.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
And she won't ever get mad.
It's a thin line.
Yes, it is.
Between love and hate.
She's gonna fool you.
Thin line between love and hate. Don't ever let yourself get between that line, because I'm telling you, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know of any man that wins. Men, well, it goes both ways, but let's see, because I'm a man, I'm going to talk about a man that's got between a thin line of love and hate. Can you imagine that? You're in a line between love and hate. Man, I don't want to experience that at all. So, you know what? Let's run away and go to the college cottage in the grill with Dwayne Stevens. Strictly oldies but goodies. We're going to come up to it, you know. Johnny and Animal Lovely will be here. And we'll be talking to you. Thanksgiving, give thanks. Kneel on and pray. And so happy that you reach another day. Kneel on and pray, because you don't know what to say, but you know what to pray. And each and every day is going to be better than the next. And these things that you're looking at won't be nothing, but nothing but blessings. You learn and play. And let's go to the cottage in the grill with Dwayne Stevenson. We'll come with you, bro. I'll bring my other. You got your other half. I'll bring my other half. All the way in the cottage. Thank you. That's where I'm calling you from. That's where I'm DJing from right now, my little cottage in the grill. I got some of that food that people, you know, they send me some good food right here in the cottage. So I'm going to start it all over again, all the way from the cottage in the grill.
Brothers getting changed. Some sniffing, some getting high, licking scents to be applied. Some get high, jamming scents immediately. Then go west to watch sunset at the Red Cafe. But from a little cottage in the crib, I wrote these lines to you. From a little cottage in the crib, I realize I love you. Brothers getting jaded, some hooked and some getting high, licking on the college high. Some get high, jamming sense immediately. Then go west to watch sunset at the Red Cafe. But from a little cottage in the green, I wrote these lines to you. From a little cottage in the green, I realized I love you.
Let's stay in the cottage. Let's stay in the cottage, and Diego Jones is going to have this. How hungry for that love. Hungry for that love, I'm telling you. Yes, I am. Yes, you are.
Whoa, yeah. We were you, baby, all the while. Lady, all the time, girl. Didn't you know I need your tender love? Girl, I said so many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days, so many nights. Girl, I have been hungry for love. So many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days. Of me. Girl, I was so lonely when you were away. They would see you on my pillow. I did not got no one girl to hold me tight. Did not got no one girl to treat me right. I know my baby. Girl, I have been hungry for love. Girl, I said so many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days, so many. In my heart, now that you have come back home to me, I am not lonely no more. So let's go make love, girl, beneath the shadows of the tree, girl. When the moonlight is shining so bright,
So many months gone, so many weeks, so many days, so many nights. Girl, I have been hungry for love. Girl, did you ever think of me? Did you ever dream of me? Girl, I was so lonely when you were away. There was tears on my pillow. Did not got no one, girl, to hold me tight. Did not got no one, girl, to treat me right. I know my baby. Girl, I have been hungry for love.
Hungry for love, hungry for love. It sounds hungry, don't it? All right, we're going to put some food on the table because we know it's Thanksgiving and we know that's what it is. So, are you ready, people? How are you feeling out there? Everybody's holiday going pretty good. I know it's not holiday everywhere because it's not holiday. It's not holiday in Canada. It's not a holiday. But I know sometimes it spill over from here and makes it feel like a holiday there, especially if you're working for a company that is over, you know, in the United States. But at the same time, how y'all feeling? Is everybody, like, just, you know, doing good? I hope so. I really hope so. So, you know, we'll just keep going and keep running until my friend catches. She's on the move, you know. She's always on the move. And that's what's happening, yeah. That's what happening with her now. She's on the move. But she's going to be here pretty soon with some great news, some great stuff, right? While I, Poetic Sam, and she are doing it by myself to see how I can make it happen. You know, just sit around the table and chit-chat and listen to some of Poetic Sam and the Musical Turntable. Wow, what am I talking about? I know what I'm going to show in the background, all right, just like I am. Okay, and you can take a sip on something and just relax and chill. Chill and act like glue.
Well, next year, my plan to come in.
Hey, because it's summer jam show.
Yo, bless. DJ.
No vibes not going enough. Why lock it, you know?
For real?
Yeah, man.
Ah, go and go set it up. It's my uncle done it.
Easy to make my mash up.
Yo, hello, boy. No. Ready?
Yeah. Feel that chat now. Yeah. Sandra Paul. So me go so then. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I might not play number two. All I know this time is just getting jet. Need a lot of trees up in my head. Got a lot of diesel in my bed to run that real head. Well, I know flick a girl them on the road. Them got the goody goody. One thing me up and tell them don't take out the woody woody. Front way back way cause they came on up and show me. Virgin them want give me on me up and tookie. Hot girls out the road, I say them see me. And I tell me, say them have something for gimme. How much time I night, them all a dream about the Jimmy. Them a promise and I tell me, say a bimmy. But a promise is a compare to a fool, so cool. But they don't know, say that man a fi rule, the school. When I pet them, just wet them up just like a pool. When I dig me the river, I fi use up me tool. But I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I might not play number two. All I know this time is getting jet. Need a lot of cheese up in my head. Got a lot of dancing in my bed to run that real head. So how can they want big up them chest? But they don't know the sick up for they area, see that's the best. I wouldn't they love if it's stand up all this. When I get up in a guy, your only girls do your request of give me the girl them. Yo, in every minute I'm with it, forget the girl them. Excuse it and get them regular visits, just give me the girl them. Now them all a pressure, me sell it last year. Me, I did that for them off, be them big papa. Give me the girl them. Off of the chronic, we take a drag. And I don't mean to brag, every day I got to shag. Give me the girl them. Every time I look in, my mind is only girls. I want to find a true, me love them desire. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I might not play number two. All I know the time is getting jet. Need a lot of cheese.
Everybody
up in my head.
Give it to them. Take it to them. Give it
give it to them. Ready? Yo, roll the boat. Roll the boat. Roll the boat, you know. Roll the boat now. Signal the plane on the signal the plane. Yo, signal the plane on the signal the plane now. Parachute. 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 Parachute now. Pon the river. Pon the bank. Pon the river. Pon the bank. Hey, give them a run, wanna give them a run, yo. Give them a run, wanna give them a run, yeah. Give them a run, wanna give them a run, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I'm a now play number two. All I know, the time is getting dread. Need a lot of cheese up in my head. Got a lot of them still in my bed to run that real. Well, I know flick a girl the motor road, them got the goody goody. One thing me up and tell them that they got the woody woody. Front way, back way, pussy came on off a show be tubby. Virgin them want give me and me up a tookie tookie. Hot girl the motor road, I said them see me see me. And I tell me send them up something for gimme gimme. Yo, my time on night, them all a dream about me Jimmy Jimmy. Them a promise and I tell me say a fimmy fimmy. But a promise is a comfort to a fool, so cool. But they don't know, say that man off a rule, the school. When I pet them, just wet them up just like a pool. When I dig get the rim, I have to use up me tool. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I'm a now play number two. All I know, the time is just getting dread. Need a lot of cheese up in my head. Got a little damsel in my bed to run that real.
Musically mad me call him, you know. The maddest man with music, you know what I mean?
No problem, yo, nobody make up a face. No need mugging, good vibes in the place. No one watching. Long time, so we not feel like this. Yeah, me like this. The been well clean, so fresh. Oh yes, so blessed. Double up and double up and all I find non-stop. It's like the drum and the bass line. You have it, so hold your wine up your waistline. On it, me make one stop. It's just one drop of your love. So hold your heart, me up a strap with lyrics. Give me the words and the melody to sing it. So make one stop, one drop of your love. Oh, one drop.
Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it,
sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing from it's gonna
Big Bad with you and forever with the wind one dog. They do it.
You know that we're rich, come on, it's no objective. But from it's good nothing, we have it in stock. Hear them!
I want to remind you folks to always do that. Yeah, keep your head to the sky. Remember, in two Saturdays from now, I will have a poetry Saturday on the wall, on the Poetry Sad Musical Third Table Show with the one T-Tall, Jennifer Williams, and possible guests like Wise Words, but I'm not saying on it until he confirms it with me, what I like to have him on. And myself, we are, you know, going to have a poetic Saturday in the afternoon. We're really going to have it exposing you to some songs and some journeys and all that. We want to make sure that we reach out to the right amount of people. Poetry, poetic Sam is here on Thursday. That's the Wagwan Show on Saturday for the examiner, musical turntable. Next Saturday, we'll be providing special. We'll be doing a special for next Thursday. Then Friday after that, the Saturday after that. Oh, boy, what's going on? Calling all these things. A good thing, you know. On the 10th, we'll be having Jennifer Beckford straight out of the UK. We'll be, you know, I'll be chit-chatting with her, and she's a specialist in the field that she do, you know. Jennifer Beckford, Jenny Beckford. Oh, she get me calling her name like that? You know, messing up the lady's name, that's not good, that's not right. So tune in, don't forget, folks, we, you know, we're here. And this is what we do. We talk about things that's happening near you, happening near me, happening. Yes, it's going to be happening. It's going to be happening. It's Poetic Sam, the real nice things. We're going to try to, you know, start off the old year. To work up into the new year, you know, working up into the new time, the new moment, the new feeling that's coming, all right? That's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to work it for the new year. Yes, it's Poetic Sam and the Wagwan Show. They're waiting on my people. She should be coming in soon. Understand? I am here at Jennifer Beckford, parent, teen and parent guide counselor. I'm going to give you her real title in a minute, okay? Poetic Sam on the Wagwan Show on CRS Radio. A little bit of Gap Band with the one Mr. Charlie Wilson, who's still big and doing his thing, but this is Gap Band, his brother is from way back there. And he's outstanding. That's exactly who we're going to be in the coming next 2 weeks right here on CRS Radio.
so lucky now to have you all along, girl.
Faithfully,
you're all I need.
when I look in your eyes, there I see all that a love should really be, and I need you more and more each day. Nothing can take your
just so hard to believe that man went and didn't even leave nothing. All he left was his songs. They're great songs, great everything about him. You know, it's just, it's so hard to know that Luther just went like that. It's just crazy, crazy. But, you know, let's stay here and play his music and let his music live on. If that's all we were given, that's all we got to take. You know, you can't take what you was not given. You can't take what you don't have, or you can't give what you never had. And we never know what you have. But you just, you know, it's one of those, you know, one of those things, you know, one of those things. But I'm here, Poetic Sam. We're sitting in the ear chair. We'll be doing the same thing Saturday from 12 to 2, right here on CRS Radio. Then the next Saturday after that, we doing some poetry. We're going to be dropping some real, you know, poetry, different kind, different feel, different melody, different energy. Come on out, bring a friend, you know. Just do it. Just let's all just have some fun and drop some poetry so your brains will go away in a different mode than just music. We have things going on. It's Poetic Sam on the Wagwan Show. The Lumi, there's something special about the Lumi coming up. I'm waiting for Janet to give you all of that. The Lumi, you would be, trust me, we got some really, really solid things going on. It's our, it's folks. Pay attention.
I think an ad is coming.
I like ads.
Meerkats?
Huh? What? What?
With you.
Murder.
Oh, yeah.
people business. I settle on people business. Good God, I tell you both. Nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place won't fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
Who no do it already now, go make no do it no more, mister.
Chatty, chatty,
monster, monster, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I said for long people business.
Good God, I tell you both.
Nothing near gap, nothing near by your place won't fix up. Why you no long people business? Chit-chat for my name, then my hip cap. Oh God,
see the hypocrites, them a galang there. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk can make me cause die and day. She left me cause she listen to them. When them a chit-chat for my name, then my hip cap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat.
Really give them something, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Chatty chatty, monster monty, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell low people business.
Good God, I tell you both. Nothing near gap, nothing near by your place won't fix up. Why you no low people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
Who no do it already now, go make no do it no more, mister.
Chatty chatty, monster monty, mix up. Why you no leave people business?
I
tell you low people business.
Good God, I tell you both.
Nothing near gap, nothing near by your place won't fix up. Why you no low people business?
Chit-chat upon my name and my hip cap. Oh God,
see the hypocrites, them a galang there. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk can make me cause it die and day. She left me cause she listen to them.
When them a chit-chat upon my name and my hip cap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat. Really give them something, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Just leave people business. That's all, you know.
I go drink water and mind my business.
For man, I looking for house and land.
Who me?
I don't watch people sing. I
I'm so far behind minding my business. I'm not minding anybody else's business, even though she is so quiet, you know. I'm not minding nobody's business. I'm minding my own business. And that's what, you know, Patrice Roberts says, you know, minding my business. I'm trying to tell you, I was just minding my business. This is CRS Radio, the Wild Wine Show. You know, that's what we do sometimes. We like to have dope. But remember the Lumi. Great things are coming up. I know we're going to get some time to tell it to you. I don't know it like that. I don't want to be passing off any bad information, but you'll hear about it. We got to create our own stimulus. We got to create our own business. Everything. We're acting too afraid of the other people to not pass off what we know. It's a CRS Radio with Port Exam. The Wagwan Show. Let's get a little cozy up in here. A little cozy with Anita Alicia Keys. Time for making so much woo 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 today, my name. Let's make some fire. Put some wood in here. Do it.
Tell me the truth.
fire, burning hot. Alicia Keys and Maxwell on that one. Good doing. But I apologize for, you know, making you feel so good today. And I'm saying come back next Saturday. Next Saturday, not tomorrow Saturday, next Saturday. I'll be doing a poetry show on Poets Examine the Musical Turntable. It will be poetry. Come on, bring your friend, tell a friend, and we'll do it again right here on CRS Radio. I need a lot. Come on, show these people some respect. I'm always, you know, trying to get others to have their respect and get what's coming to them, just like I will with my co-host right now. She deserves a lot of respect, and I'm going to let her say hello to you and tell you what's going on. And she just dropped in, ripping by. She's right here. Hey, Miss On The Move, how are you going? How are you doing? I hope you're not moving.
No, I'm not moving right now. But you know what? I must apologize. I was supposed to come on at 8, but guess what? The meeting that I had kept me till 8:30 just now because there were so many questions to be answered and stuff like that, right? So welcome, everyone. I'm going to say welcome. And I'm getting once on again this week with the Wagwan show. And there's so much things going on. I've been talking about the Lumi for months now, but you know what? It's rolling out. I would recommend that person, please sign up. Please sign up because it's going to be beneficial to all of us. But one of the things that we're looking at with the Lumi is that we're now, if you're a business person and you have a service to offer, if you're not familiar with bartering, and my host here, you know, that is something we want to share about the purpose of bartering. So, LaCella, Poetic Sam, if we can talk a little bit about the bartering and the importance of bartering and why, and I'll share with you why we're thinking that bartering would be a solution to, or we can utilize the Lumi system. So maybe if you can share, because you've used bartering in the past, right? So can you share and talk about bartering?
Okay, I have a business that, you know, it's been going for quite a while, you know, right here in Florida, I'm doing the business, but I've done it in other places as well. And as long as I've been doing it, I've done bartering, which I find is very, very essential to the business. And if we were to understand the concept of it in entirety, I think it would do us a lot of good, especially with what the kind of implementation that Janet is talking about. When you barter, let's say, I have, I'm in the sign business, so someone needs a sign, and I need something that they have. Right now, that's how I got the truck I have. That's how I got the truck. The man had X amount of dollars worth of work to do. He owed me, or he paid part of his balance, and he was going to pay off another. And I said, well, what are you doing with that truck? He says, it needs fixing, it needs this much, but I'm willing to let it go for this much. I go, okay, perfect. What I will do, I will finish my services, and you can deduct the amount of that truck out of your business, out of the balance. That's exactly what he did. I took it, and I fixed it up, and I have a vehicle. So there you go. Instead of going out to a dealer and buying a vehicle and having monthly payments and whatever, all of these things that's attached to buying something that, fine, some of us want to have something new. Well, the sign I'm giving you is new anyway, so that's something new that we can afford to barter between each other. And that's one of the concepts, bartering. It's kind of like the main concept, because it depends on what you want, what the other person wants, and what they're willing to let, you know, give in value for what we're giving. And that's how bartering works. Very simple, very essential, because everyone gets what they need out of it.
Yes, I'm sharing that poetic psalm. And yes, as it relates to bartering, that is something that's been around for a long time. It's just because of how the world is set up now, we're using money, right? We're using fiat. But so the bartering can work amongst ourselves in terms of using the loomy. So if we have others on the same system with us, we can now barter with our services, right, by trading or bartering Loomi. So if you have a service that you're offering or a product, and that service is, say, $300, for example, and my service is $200, now we're going to trade with the Loomi and whatever. So there's $100 remaining because your service is 300, mine is 2. So we're going to, as we would say, quit it out, the 200. So there's $100 remaining. So the person that has that remainder, I would have to pay that person $100 in fiat money or in the money that we use right now, whether we're in Canada, whether we're in England, whether we're in the U.S., it's called fiat, right? So it depends, and that's what we're looking towards with the Loomi, to start doing some trading with our services, something of value, right? That's where we're heading, hopefully, in the coming year with it, because so many of us have Loomi sitting there. A lot of us have Loomi that's been used, and we have it sitting there. Why not use it amongst our services, right, to utilize it? And we can still come up with some value in terms of the fiat money.
What I was saying, what my saying with bartering is that nobody really ever lose. Nobody ever lose because
you can't lose.
Yeah. Both persons are getting what they want. Whether you pay back some fiat money, or whether you evenly, you know, whatever your trade is between each other, it's even, you get what you want. And that's the objective of doing anything. Instead of seeing something for $500 and, you know, fiat money, and you only have $400, and you're like, where am I going to get the other $100? Or you can't go to the person and say, well, listen, if you don't have they don't have a credit system, you know, you won't be able to get that because there's no credit, especially small business and small people. We are the ones who it really benefits now. It used to benefit everybody, but we can make that benefit ourselves by, you know, using, like she said, using our Loomi and using our services. The Loomi and the services equal Loomi.
Exactly. And another way that I'm looking at it too, if you're a hairdresser, because, you know, in our community, there are persons doing all kinds of services, working from home, you know, dressmaker, whatever it is. So we're looking at the locals and saying, okay, if we can now use this dollar or this currency to, amongst ourselves. Example, a Loomi is worth 15.96 U.S. for one, right? So round it off to $16. So one Loomi values $16. And if you provide a hair service of $100, right, you can make a determination how much percentage of Loomi you want to use in your service. So if you want to do 40%, 50% Loomi, so if you divide the 16 into, say, $50 Loomi, it doesn't sound like it's a lot. It's about maybe 4 or 5 Loomi you would pay, right? So it just depends on the logistics behind it. It's a new thing in terms of oh, we can use it for our businesses. But I think if it's structured properly, we will be in a better position, especially with you're hearing every day that the banks are going to be crashing and a lot of things taking place. So with this system, we wouldn't have to worry about the bank, right? We wouldn't have to run to worry about any of their system, because at least we'll be able to buy bread. We will be able to pay for a service as long as it's with somebody that has the currency. Because if you don't have the Lumi, you're not able to purchase anything. So we have to be on the same system, right? So that is something. So come next Wednesday, I will be on a program called Lumi Matters. And I will be bringing in the person that knows about the Lumi from its inception. She'll be coming on and talking more about it and, you know, what we can do to benefit from it, where to sign up, how to sign up, and stuff like that. So the Lumi is on a move, just like when it came out 2 years ago. It hasn't gone anywhere. From what I am hearing, it's now rolling and moving in Nigeria. I heard it's a currency there. Now a lot of persons are using it to access grocery shopping, to access right now in the U.S. There's a program in the U.S. That has to do with Walmart. Because I'm not living in the U.S., I'm not too familiar with the program, but it is something. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Go-To Bank. There's a Go-To Bank that enhances. Yeah, right. So, So it's somewhat on that system, right? So let's get signing up, because you won't benefit unless you become a member. Sign up as a participant. And this thing that we're rolling out, it's not a B2C. So if you understand the terminology, B2C means business to customer or business to consumer. This is a B2B service.
Yeah.
So B2B means business to business. So it's only going to be working for business to business people, because you have to have a service to trade with. You have to have a service for us to trade. We're trading services, or we're bartering services. There's a company here called BarterPay, and they've been doing it for years. And those persons, even during the recession or the pandemic, those people were still operating their businesses.
Oh.
And there are, there's about 4,000 members in that.
Wow.
4,000 members in that right here in Canada, right, where they just barter their service. So they might say, okay, I have a pair of shoes to sell you for $30. It can work either way. Either we quit it out. So I would say, okay, I'll give you a service for $50. So none of us owe anybody anything. But if it's a service where that person's service is $100 and my service is $60, I am going to owe you $40. So you can make a decision. Do you want the $40 in the local currency, or do you want it back in Lumi, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we're thinking about to implement, right? I'm excited about it, because I think if it's created properly, because the SWIFT platform is already there. So we're not reinventing any wheels. And once you sign up with it, you're getting an account. So that 16-digit account, that's what we're going to use to trade or to barter with each other, right?
Okay.
To make it a viable business. Yes, I just wanted to touch a little bit on bartering. And, you know, as Lassell said, he has been using it and still using it. And he finds that it's working for him.
It's beneficial, people. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that we're so enormous by the fact that we got to have some dollars. We got to get dollars. We got to get that green.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
All these brain, stamps you know, hit that we can't get off. No matter how many times, I call it stamp, and no matter how many times you post it, the stamp comes back to you, and we can't do anything else. We just think that that's the only way to go. We can't, sometimes, because of it, we don't even stop to listen to an idea that is better than what we have, because we're so, I got to make some money. We need the money. We have money, do this, money, do that. And we've gotten to the point where that word is in a, consumed us from day to day. So here we are now having a system that is possible, very possible for us to put in on our own and operate as three legal entities with, you know, something from outside where we can utilize our own and control by our own and become our own by doing the things that we know that will benefit all of us right off the bat. Bomb jump. And that is the most awesome thing about it.
Yes, and I definitely gonna agree with you there, yes, because we already have a currency in place, right? With the barter pay, they trade with the fiat money. But because of how the world is going now with cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, blockchain, all these terms that they're using now, why not utilize what we have and maybe possible eventually, once it's up, we can now think of other conversion with the same currency, right? We can now develop a system for ourselves, but we have to start somewhere. So even if it's 10%, 20%, just start trading with each other.
I think it's
using
better
than a whole
bunch of stuff coming out. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I think it's better if we, you know, gradually do this, you know, especially those who don't understand, stop back, step back, ask questions, try to get a total understanding of it. And whenever we are having any meeting again, it's just to come on here and invite them and let them, you know, get a look into it and see what we can, you know, should do with what we have. That's
exactly
it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I totally gonna agree. So, yeah, I just wanted to touch a little bit on bartering, the importance of bartering and why we should start using bartering. Because some of us may have a business, and especially food and all of that, and it's spoiling, right? And sometimes you have to end up throwing it out. Why not barter? Why not barter that? So you can at least go back to shop instead of losing a whole box. Because I've seen it in the stores. People literally losing a whole box of cocoa are something because they buy it, but it's not selling. But if you can have 3-4 loomies, because sometimes you don't have the physical cash, you may have $40, but you want the service. And you can say, okay, I have 3 loomies, right? Somebody will trade with you. So you can still give your $40 and trade with your loomie. You're still getting a service. Because you say, why is it so difficult with the loomie? Because a lot of the suppliers, you cannot go to them with the Lumi currency because unless they're on the system, so they're not going to take it. But if you can go to somebody and says, okay, I am willing to trade your service if you're willing to trade with me, right? I have $100. Let's trade the balance in Lumi. So the person that owns that business can always go back to shop to purchase goods, because they will always have fiat in their hand.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I mean, yeah, yeah. It will be, if it's structured properly, it can work for us guys. Right? My encouragement is, because I keep coming on and talking about this Lumi thing, don't let 2022 end, because remember, 2023, September, is the last time we'll be getting the stimulus. It rolled out in 2020, right? Just this October 31st, 2 years. It's now heading into 3 years. So here's an opportunity for those of us who already signed up with it. Let's take it to another level. If you, here's what now. If you have, if you bake cake in your yard, you can trade with somebody on the mm-hmm. system. Whatever service yeah. you have, let's start trading.
It can be done.
Let's try to using it, guys. Sometimes it's already in your account, you know. From your sign up, on the 28th of every month, you're getting 6.26 Lumi in your account, which is equivalent to about $100, right? Because it's $15.96 times 6.26. When you multiply that, it rounds off to about 99.999 indefinite, right? So we round it off to 100. Why not start you taking it instead of us trying to figure out what are we going to do with this currency? Let's develop a system for ourselves because we already have it on a platform. Mm-hmm. We already have this money on a platform, this currency. It's already there. It's been given to us every month for the past 2 years for free. So we can now go out now and start to use it amongst ourselves within our businesses. It doesn't matter what service we have. Guys, if it's even one Lumi, try with one Lumi then, which is about $16 US. Try with one Lumi. Let's try trading. Okay, I'm willing to trade two Lumi.
I'm not letting go. I said I've got mine since the beginning. I just let it sit there. So whenever anybody wants to do it, I'm willing to implement the system. We don't have too much time to go. I think we got like 2 more minutes to go. But it was great. It was awesome hearing this information, and we got to continue. And remember next Saturday, we will be doing poetry next Saturday on the Music Hall Turntable. The next Saturday after that, we'll have the one Miss Jenny Beckford on. And you'll be seeing flyers and hearing things about all these things coming on CRS Radio under the banner of Poetic Salmon Musical Turntable. Also, myself and Jennifer. See the amount of information she had. We couldn't do anything. We learned something. And if we just start implementing what we learned, I think we'll be on our way to some form of financial freedom. But we have to take the first step. We don't need someone to always tell us what we got to do, how we got to do it, when we got to do it. Gotta get that and try to become that unity, that unifying force that makes us what we are. Until we can release our own chain, we're still in slavery. All right? And I'm going to say goodbye with that. Janet, we got to say goodbye because we got just like...
Yes. You know, okay. So thank you guys for listening to us. You know, every week we try to bring something of value that you can walk away with. So I'm hoping that tonight again we were able to enlighten you with directions that we're going in the community. And please make the Lumi your currency of choice. All right?
There you go.
So until next time, till next Thursday. Have a good week.
All right, I'm going to leave you with...
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all the persons in the United States, guys.
Yes, she's in Canada. So I'm going to leave you with Collard Greens and Cornbread, the vibe on KTJ, folks. Right?
Yeah, I was here on the show. Hold on.
Right.
Hold on, please. All right, have a good evening, everyone.
Somebody can catch me right here on Saturday on 4th Salmon, the Wagwan Show. And don't forget, the next Saturday after that, we'll have some kick-ass poetry, Jennifer Williams and her poetry, T-Tall and her poetry, and I'm looking at Wise Words and myself, and you'll be a pilot boy as well. But we'll catch you. Don't forget, Saturday, 12 to 2, I'm here, right here. Always doing what I do on CIS Radio. Catch you, folks. Have an awesome holiday.